Well, I would like to thank as well the English community and English football who shown great solidarity. Of course, it was a shock, a huge shock for our country and our football as well. And I think football world has responded the way you want it to respond, in a big union and a big togetherness.
Must have been a tough time, particularly for Laurent Koscielny and Olivier Giroud, who were involved in that game.
Yes, because you always sit there after this kind of event to wonder, do you continue or do you stop to your life to play? And for me, they made the right decision, and I believe that the event on Tuesday night has shown that it was the right decision.
Arsène, I think you were in Paris on Friday, weren't you?
Yeah. I was not at the game.
You were not?
No.
How did it affect you personally on Friday night? What was happening?
I was not far from the event, and I think everybody was in Paris on Friday night was under shock, but the whole city was shocked. I think France is, like England, a tolerant and generous country, and to discover how much your own citizen hate you and hate the country is of course a huge shock for everybody. You wonder what's going on there. Why does this country get this kind of treatment? And I believe at the moment nobody in France has found an answer or a real explanation for what's going on and why, because what was targeted is the way of life, basically. Football, going out, listening to music. And so it's more a way of life that is targeted than any individual community.
Did you fear for your own safety when you were out and about on Friday?
You know, I was more under shock than fearful, because you could be scared what's going on, because it was four different places who were attacked in the center of Paris, so you don't feel secure anywhere. And I was late in my appointment and was late to go to the stadium, so I decided to watch a game inside the hotel where I was. And in the end, in the hotel we were quite secure, but no, the streets were of course empty, completely empty.
I presume nobody you knew was caught up in it. Everyone you know is okay.
Yeah, yes.
When you went to the game at Wembley, I know that the obvious answer is that everybody who went put our faith in the authorities to keep us safe. Mm-hmm. Did you then have any other level of anxiety when you heard about the game on Tuesday being called off, the Germany-Spain game?
No, I feel the danger of in this kind of situation is to overreact a little bit. And I think that's what happened with Germany and Spain, Belgium. I'm not sure, because in Belgium, you know, there's a in Molenbeek was a big center of terrorists who lived there. So I think that was cautious. Germany maybe overreacted a little bit, but you can understand that.
Does it change anything for you going to football stadiums now in the coming weeks and months?
You have a bit more of a question of security, because it looks like it's not the end of it in France especially. But a way for us to is just to get on with life and respond it in a positive way to the situation, because you cannot stop just everything. You know, we have to continue with our lives and try to get as well people to focus on something else.
I think one or two of the France players said after the game that they maybe didn't want to play the game with hindsight.
Yeah.
What are you doing in terms of keeping an eye on and protecting and supporting Olivier and Laurent in terms of their mental well-being at the moment?
Oh, one way to deal with it is to focus on something else and do what you can do. And I believe that it is sometimes an opportunity to get out of this kind of problems, just to focus on what you can do well and give pleasure to people who come to want to watch football.
and you touched on it a little bit earlier, but on a social level, not on a football related theme, are you worried for France as a country?
Yes, of course. I'm more worried that it could divide the society and create some tensions inside the country that could be damageable for the kind of tolerant and multicultural society. But as well, you wonder what can change inside the country, and you have to trust politicians and to make the right decisions to counterattack against that.
And do you believe the country can provide a safe environment for Euro 2016, and what's the importance of that tournament staying there?
I feel the country can provide, maybe, I told you France is a tolerant society. Maybe we were a bit too much tolerant and had not enough security worries. And certainly we have to raise the level. One of the good things to what happened now is that the security level will be raised, and maybe the 2016 Euro in France will be more secure.